Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go. What's up? It is your girl, Courage, right? I know you already heard that in the intro, but that's like, I say that all the time. It's a habit. Yes, pun intended. You know, we've been talking about habits and things like that, but before we get into that, let me say welcome. If this is your first time, I'm so glad that you're here. Go ahead and subscribe. Click the subscribe button on YouTube. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you've been rocking with me for a minute, thank you so much. I appreciate you. There are a billion, maybe not a billion, but there are lots of podcasts that you could be listening to. So I certainly do not take for granted that you are listening to mine. And so I appreciate you. So thank you for coming back. Thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends and your family and on your social media. I appreciate y'all, right? Really appreciate you. So we are continuing on from last week's episode. I talked about the 7 habits that will help you to level up in business, life, and your faith. And so what I want to do over the next few weeks, as I said, is really go in a little bit more on each habit. And so listen, this habit that we're going to talk about today, it reduces stress. It reduces depression, increases productivity, it increases opportunities, it improves sustainability for your business, and it also supports business growth, okay? As a coach, you know, I have 2 programs, Courageous Tribe and Courageous Discipleship, but I also offer one-on-one sessions. And they are the Clarity and Confidence session. I offer a productivity session. And I offer a content planning session. Of the 3, the most popular sessions that I book are without question the productivity sessions, right? Because people are feeling overwhelmed. They're busy. I hear a lot of times like I'm all over the place and they want to take back control of their day. And it makes sense, right? It's very vital to your growth and being able to level up and do the things that you want to do and accomplishing the goals. Like, time management is key. But I also think that while it's my most popular, it is also one that I feel so many people just kind of overlook and dismiss. Time management altogether. And I want to talk to you, you know, I'm going to give you a better understanding of time management and, you know, how it is so important and how it dictates the success and failure of basically everything in your life. No one is immune to the impact of time management. It is one of the great equalizers, right? Time is one of the great equalizers. First things first about time management, you can't accomplish anything without time, okay? No matter how important it is. I want you to think about that. If you don't have time, what thing can you accomplish? Nothing. It doesn't matter how important that thing is. It doesn't matter, you know, what it is. You can literally not accomplish anything if you do not have time. And so time management is basically how you're spending your time. And if you are spending your time and you are not taking care of it, now you don't have time. No matter what it is you want to do in life, you can't do it. The next thing is, you know, your intentions, your skills, your calling, dare I say your anointing, they are no match for misplaced or wasted time. I don't care how great your calling is. I don't care how great your intentions are. I don't care how skilled or how talented you are. those things are no match for misplaced and wasted time. If you have lost the time, you lost track of time, the day got away from you, you gave it away, like whatever, your skills, your talents cannot make up for you not having time. It takes me back to the first thing I said, which is you can't accomplish anything no matter how important it is if you do not have time. And the last thing is you can choose. This is where we're going to spend most of our time, right? You can choose, strategize, you can make a decision to make the most of your time the moment that you decide, right? So let's say you've wasted 30 years, 10 years, 15 years, 3 hours, 3 weeks, 3 months, your life, right? But you're still living, so you ain't wasted your whole life. You've wasted time doing things and pursuing things that didn't matter. You wasted time not being in control of your schedule, allowing other people to interrupt your schedule during the day, not really setting a strategy or an intention for your day, not having to-do lists, being very free and flowing, and you're just going to be go with the flow type of girl. You've wasted time. Right? And that is unfortunate. But do you know the beautiful part about time management? The beautiful part about time management is that you can decide right now, today, what you are going to do with your time. You can decide right now, today, that you are going to choose your time or choose your task more wisely, that you are going to strategize. You can decide in this very moment to make the most of your time. And going forward, now things are different. Now you're not wasting time. Because, I mean, I know that we use this word, time management. That's the word that I use. I mean, I use that word. It's the word that we use in the English vocabulary. But the truth is, it's not really about managing your time. It's about managing yourself. You can't manage time. And I know I've said this before, whether it's in another podcast or in a lunch and learn or in a live, you cannot manage time. You can only manage yourself because time is going to keep ticking. It slows down for nobody. It waits for no one. It's not loyal to you. It doesn't pick favorites. It's just going to tick, tick, and tick away regardless of what you do with it, right? So when we talk about time management, we're really talking about managing ourselves. And one of the greatest things, which is why I'm always talking about it, y'all probably gonna get sick of hearing me say it. I don't care, because I'm trying to help you. The best way, one of the best ways to make the most of your time is gonna be through your routines and through your habits. Habits help you to do things that you do all the time more efficiently, right? You can do them without thinking. It doesn't take a lot of energy. It doesn't take a lot of time to do these things because you're in the habit. You have perfected whatever that skill or task is because now you have a habit. And the way that we build habits are through routines. When I have a routine that I follow, it helps me to develop a habit. So I can manage my time. Here's the secret sauce, y'all. I can manage my time through my routines. Routines are one of the greatest ways that you can manage your time. And I work with women in many different industries, women in many different levels of entrepreneurship. Some of them, entrepreneurship is their 9 to 5. Some of them, it's their 5 to 9. Some of them, it's like, I'm just trying to get in where I fit in. And all of them come with the same thought that there's no way, right? They're hopeful that they're going to be able to get a grip on their time, but they don't think they're going to be able to find a routine or a system that works. When it comes to time management, the system is basically helping you to develop a routine. When you work, when you play, when you take care of yourself, when you provide for your family, when you take care of your family, when you take care of your household, all of those things have to have a place, and I can't do anything if I don't have time. So that means for every task that I want to complete, I have to give it time. I have to set aside time. I get 24 hours in a day, And if I want to give my laundry, if I want to get my laundry done, then I have to give my laundry a time. I have to make an appointment. I have to dispense time to get my laundry done. If I want to write a book, I have to give book writing time. I have to say, here, I'm gonna give 3 hours to writing this book. I'm gonna give 5 hours to writing this book. If I want to build a healthy lifestyle, I have to give time to preparing my meals. I have to give time to working out. If I want to spend time with, I don't care how important your kids are. I don't care. Listen, this is a hard truth, okay? It doesn't matter how important people are to you, how great your intention is. If you do not take the time that you have to give it, right, to shovel it out to those people, you're not spending time with them. I'm gonna say this. Ooh, this don't, y'all don't like this, but I'm gonna say this too. I don't care how important you say God is to you. I don't care how much time you say, oh, I should be reading my Bible. Those shoulds don't mean anything. Your intention, nothing. Heart, nothing. Feelings, emotions, don't get anything done. You have to exchange the time that you've been given in order to do the things that you want to do. And so my relationship with God can be important in theory, but unless I give God time, then my intentions don't get anything done, right? My marriage can mean a lot to me, but unless I give it time, doesn't get done. So the truth is, time management is really about managing yourself. It's about deciding where you're gonna go, what you're gonna do, how often you're gonna do it, right? It's about exchanging the time that you have like you exchange money. And I know that there are lots of people that are in debt. I have certainly been in debt. I know that there are lots of people who struggle with budgeting their money. And so it makes sense that we would struggle also to budget our time. It doesn't change that no matter who you are, right? This is the difference between money and time though, right? There is a way for you to amass more money. You cannot amass more than 24 hours a day. You can't get more than 7 days a week. You can't get it. It's not happening. It's what I have. It's what you have. It is what the greatest minds of this world had. It is what, like, whoever you're following and you think they've accomplished great things, guess what? They got 24 hours too. Barack Obama, 24 hours. Oprah, 24. Ellen, 24. Nobel Peace Prize winners, 24. Researchers, scientists, doctors, lawyers, they get the same 24 that you get. That's why I say it's the great equalizer. And no matter who you are, your skill, your power, nothing can get you more time in a day than you have. But if you choose to be intentional, right, about where you spend your time and you start paying attention to how your time is spent, you can certainly get more from your day than somebody else. There are people out there who are using their 24 and they're getting more done in their 24 than you're getting done, right? People aren't magic. They don't have a magic wand where their days they can get more out of it. No, it's not. That's not it. They got the same, seconds move the same for them as it does for you. They've mastered the art of time management. They've got a productivity session. They have somebody that is helping them to manage their time, prioritize. They have tools and resources to help them manage themselves so that they can spend time where they want to spend it. Time management is probably where I would start. Right? That's why I'm talking about it first. I didn't list it first in the last episode, but when I think about where to start, and I know normally you would think I would start with Bible study, but you're not studying your Bible if you don't have time. If you're not willing to exchange the time that you have to study your Bible, it doesn't happen no matter how important it is. Even though I think that Bible study and your relationship with God is of the utmost importance, its importance doesn't change the fact that you have to give it time. You have to set aside time for it. And so that's why I wanted to start this series of, you know, talking to you about these habits off with time management. And so here's what I want you to do. I want you to do an audit, okay? I want you to do an audit to see how well you are managing your time. In the show notes, there are a couple of resources, or you can go to the website, couragemolina.org, and go to the resources, and you can find some links to some of the things that are going to help you audit your time. You can find a download to like a time log to help you audit your time so that you can get a good look, because this is like a little bonus on the side. This is what I know. We're not as great at, assessing how we use our time. I think that I need more time than I often do because I mentally include the time that I use, like wasted, the time that gets wasted where I'm going from one task to another, or all the interruptions, or the 15-minute scroll on social media, or checking my email, or whatever those small interruptions are that add up over time, right? So we think that we can get more done than we can get done. We think that we have a good handle on our time. And then when we do the audit, because y'all know I believe we got to get real to get better. When we do the audit, we realize we're not as great with our time as we thought. We're not doing the big things that we thought we were doing with our time. Our time does not reflect our priorities, right? I remember looking at my planner and realizing that while I say, and I really believe that my time, like my family is what's most important to me, my calendar did not reflect that. It just didn't. And if my calendar didn't reflect it, neither did my life. Some of y'all not even using the calendar. That's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother podcast for a whole nother day. But what I want you to do is I want you to this week do a time audit and just see how well you do managing your time. And I'd love to know how well you do. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me a picture of your time log. Let me know some of the aha. Some of y'all are going to realize it in the first like 5 to 10 hours of your day. You're going to be like, dang, I know it took me 45 minutes to brush my teeth because I just be standing in the mirror staring. Or I'm sitting on the toilet with my phone in my hand looking at social media. I know it took me 45 minutes. That's what takes me so long, right? Some of you are going to be surprised in the first few hours of your day. But I'd love for you to do the audit, and I'd love to hear from you how this audit is going. No judgment. We just listen. We can't get better if we don't get real about where we are. We have to know where we're starting from so that we can make changes going forward. Right? So better to know that you're wasting time than to pretend like you're not wasting time. Because like I said, the moment that you realize you want to have a better strategy, a different strategy, you want to choose to use your time differently, you can. The moment you realize you're wasting time, you can make the decision to stop wasting time, and the wasting of time stops. So do the audit. Let me know how it's going. Share it on Instagram. Tag me at Courage Molina. Send it to me an email. I want to know. Share it in the community. Dose of Courage. There'll be a post in there for you to share it under. I want to see how these audits are going. Second, if you know you don't need to do an audit, you like, sis, I don't need no audit. I already know. I don't know what I'm doing with my time. I have been overwhelmed. I'm not spending the time doing what I want to do. I cannot get a grip on my time management. I'm not managing my time. Well, if you already know that, go to the website, couragemolina.org, and book a productivity session with me. Just book. Don't wait. Listen, I can't make these puns up. Don't waste any more time. If you know you don't need an audit, you just want to manage your time better. Whether you are overwhelmed or you feel like, I just cannot figure out how to get it all done, go ahead and book the productivity schedule. Go ahead and book the productivity session so we can get you, you know, help you to take control of your time. And third, but certainly not least, share. If this podcast has blessed you, encouraged you, informed you, impacted you in any way, then please share it, screenshot it, share it on your Instagram, Facebook, @MeCourageMolina, share it in a text message with a friend. This is a good use of their time, learning about time management, right? Okay, that's it. I hope this has blessed you. And until next time, I want you guys to be strong and very courageous. I hope that, you know, as we take control of our time, right, we get in control of our time, that it's going to boost our confidence. It's going to help us to show up in places that are important, the places that we want to show up as our most bold self, right? So that we can start taking courageous action, so we can level up in our lives and in our businesses and in our faith. We can't level up anywhere if we don't manage our time. So I pray that this has encouraged you to do that. All right, until next time, I love y'all. Later. Bye.